Hey, Tyler, what country do you think this is?
Hold on. What? I'm not even...
What
not...
country?
Do I think what is?
This. Sorry, the one on my screen that you cannot see. What country do you think it is?
Oh, let's see. Borneo.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 656. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's your host, a man who needs some introduction. It's
Tyler. That's funny. That's funny.
I was giving you some
introduction. I know. You made me laugh. I did get it. I got it, and I said that's funny. What more do you want from me?
See, it's audio only, which is a shame because they can't tell that you're literally rolling on the floor laughing, and your ass is coming all the way off.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an unsuccessful surgery, and the stitches are loose. Yep, so we're talking about butt surgery. Weirdly, all of the articles are also about butt surgery today. I think
we've shifted
all...
gears because we ran the analytics. Everyone just wants to hear us talk about butt surgery, so we're pivoting.
Yep, exactly. And that's why we've brought on the person most familiar with butt surgery. Yeah, that's right.
Are you talking about the cat? Are you talking about the cat? Cat's right there.
It could be the cat. I mean, the amount of noise that Emily, our actual guest,
I'm going to move
made...
this mic way closer to our guest.
Oh, no.
Emily, how many episodes of this show have you been on?
I don't know. Like 40?
Do you want to take a... It's more than 40. Do you want to take a guess? Because I can check.
It'll like
take
me 62.
I would say 80.
Sam, you're going to have to rebalance that microphone.
This will be episode 83. So okay. I was quite... ruined it. Hold on. We have a stop down. We got to take a quick stop down.
Why have you not tightened your thumb screw?
I guarantee you I have. And also, I guarantee that we have three idiot children.
So what I was going to say was, you've done... I was going to say, you've done 80 some odd of these and yet haven't figured out that you got to be a little loud, a little close to the microphone. Like every single episode.
Our look, next I've person lived is 34 here. Years without learning to be the right volume. What makes you think the podcast is going to help?
Did we lose Tyler? He was making fun of you for being quiet, so now I can't tell if he's just being quiet or he lost Tyler.
He does appear to be frozen.
What do you say? Should we introduce our beers without him? Seems appropriate.
I guess.
I do buy that idea. So this is the part where you talk about your beer.
I was pouring it. I can't read and pour at the same time.
You can talk and pour.
But I didn't read the...
Wife.
I have entitled Art Brewing's Dubai Chocolate Bar Stout. It's 8% ABV, which is surprisingly low for Untitled Art. It poured very dark, and I panicked, and now it's got a lot of foam. So, you know, nice thick head. It smells very sweet and very chocolatey. I am not expecting to get a whole lot of pistachio out of this.
I would suspect, I've never had Dubai chocolate, but I expect you don't get a whole lot of pistachio out of the actual product.
It's just extremely sweet. It's so sweet. I like a sweet pastry stout, and this is too sweet for me.
I'm excited to see what beer this is in about an hour. I'm back for now. We got a lot of snow dumped on us, and my computer is fucked up, and the internet's fucked up, so we'll see how much we get through. I have Liquid Intrusion Brewing Company's The African Queen and Her Seven Seas IPA, which is a mouthful. It says it's ale brewed with African Queen and Falconer's Flight Seven Seas hops, which I'm not sure I've heard of. It's 6% ABV.
So, African Queen, I think, is a Humphrey Bogart movie. And there's the Maltese Falcon. Isn't that also a Humphrey Bogart movie? Do you think that's a thing
they're doing? Could be. It could be. But also, there's just a picture of this black lady on here.
It might not actually be Humphrey Bogart movie. I haven't seen the African Queen. I thought the titular African Queen was like a boat or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think they might be a little more literal with it.
Okay.
But it's pretty clear. It had a medium head. Bubbles are all different sizes. It smells a little bit of the old rotted pineapple, I would say. That's pretty yummy. Yeah, it's got I would say mid-level bitterness, some pineappliness to it. Yeah, I like it. It's not a hazy IPA, so I feel like by default I'm gonna give it a pretty good rating.
Do you think there are any like rock music magazines from Africa who are like, this band really charismatic front man, mostly gay, like not complex music, but still like music. It connects with the people, and that's what really matters. And it's like they're kind of like the African Queen. Do you think that comes up ever?
Yep. Absolutely.
I think we can all agree it's a good thing that I begged to go back for that one.
Yeah.
Pick up smoking and go out for some cigarettes.
And never come back.
Thanks for that subtext, buddy. I flew on me. This is from Eagle Park Brewing Company. It's called Double Vanilla. Tyler, would you like to take three guesses what style of beer this is?
If it was a pale ale, that'd be pretty funny.
Sorry, it's called Bottoms Up Double Vanilla.
I think it would be pretty funny if it was a pale ale, like real vanilla, you know. But
yeah, nailed it. Good job, buddy.
Is it really a pale ale?
IPA with tangerine, blood orange, lactose, and vanilla.
I was pretty close. Damn. I was pretty close.
So we're looking.
Fuck, man.
This isn't the haziest I've seen, but we're looking pretty hazy here.
Yeah.
I smell a lot of orange. And
I think if done right, this could be fine. This could be like a creamsicle.
I kind of came in ready, locked and loaded to rip this apart, but so far, tasty, but not really for me.
That's fair. What did you say?
With the back, you can really taste. You can taste the, like, it's kind of weird. You know the flavor of wort when you just drink wort, like really sugary and really malty.
Yeah.
The back tastes like wort, which doesn't really make any sense.
That's odd.
Maybe that's the orange coming through in a weird way. Yeah, I would rate this 10 out of 10 fine.
10 out of 10 fine.
Your beer's so much better than my beer.
If we're saying how many fine is it?
It's okay. Fine.
It's all the way fine.
Right.
Wort your stone fruit?
Wort my stone fruit? What an interesting question. Oh, because I think it tastes a little pruney. Is that what you're saying?
No, because you think everything tastes like wort.
No, I think I hope everything tastes like wort. Barley!
No, wort.
I think you're trying to clean up that milk mess. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, talk about that milk mess.
Milk mess.
Big mess. We're following up on the story. Story. I'm going to ride this story into the ground because it makes my heart feel warm, and I need that on a cold winter's night like tonight. From the BBC.com, I invested £12,000 in BrewDog. I think I've lost it all. Hilarious. It's really just about this guy, Richard Fisher. He's kind of a home brewer, small business advisor. He invested 12,000 pounds in BrewDog, and as we all know, they crashed out. They gone, and so now he's pretty much lost all that money.
So that sucks. But here are my two counterpoints. One is that's what investing is.
Mm-hmm.
No one would be writing articles about it if he'd made a small amount of money on this. The point
correct.
Is, you risk a lot of money to maybe make some money, probably. He invested and it didn't work out. That shit happens all the time. The other thing is, Skate Better, they were never stable. They were never stable.
Honestly.
Like, the whole 30 years or whatever they were in existence, they were never stable. They were never
yes.
Stable.
Yes. I just, I as much as I love, you know, I love that bad things are happening to BrewDog. I like that people who invested in them are getting hurt. But I don't actually think there's much of a story in this, because just like you said, there's no guarantee of return on investments. So, like, suck it up, you know? Like, I always think it's funny, and I'm sure I'm not the only person to have made this point. But like, when landlords are like, you know, oh, you know, I'm not making that much money on my property, it's like, well, it's an investment, and not all investments go well. Nobody guaranteed that you were going to make a shitload of money on your douchebag apartment or whatever.
Man, I just want to meet a landlord complaining about not making as much as they thought they would. Just put a kind hand on their shoulder, look them in the eye, and say, tough titties.
Big time. Big time tough titties. Yeah.
Is that the name of our ska band? I feel like we've been swirling around an answer for a while now.
Big time tough. Titties, I kind of like that. I kind of like that.
Now all we have to do
yeah, and also
play instruments. Have any musical acumen.
I can carry three separate drum beats.
I can play one chord.
Okay.
Or at least I could 20 years ago.
Look, we're like probably two-thirds of the way to a song.
As white men, we are talented and guaranteed success.
See, that's an investment you're guaranteed a return on. Mediocre white men.
I don't know, man. It didn't work out so great for BrewDog.
That is true. Yeah, I don't know. There's something at the end here. Like, maybe the way they were getting people to invest might have been murky, but again, like, they had a prospectus. I don't know. It outlined the risk. It says there's no evidence they've done anything illegal. Yeah. Big time tough titties.
Indeed.
Okay, cool. And that's why we throw to you for great financial analysis.
I'm not even allowed to handle our own money. Why should I be giving recommendations to... Oh,
God. I pay the taxes. That's it. I pay the taxes.
Not allowed, huh? Classic.
Because it's annoying, and once you grow the fuck up and marry your woman, you only have to do taxes once.
I still only
you
had
didn't
to do
taxes
once.
Before we got married.
I'm yelling at
Tyler that if he gets married,
I don't do Becca's taxes.
Well, right. So, but the household only has to do taxes once.
Oh, okay. All right. The royal you.
Wife, did you ever do your own taxes a single time? Because I know your dad was doing them for like a while.
I think I did them once.
And how would you rate the experience on a scale of 1 to 10?
7 out of 10 fines.
Oh, that's a lot
okay.
of fines.
All right. That is honestly.
I don't remember it being that difficult. I guess maybe if I tried harder on my taxes, I could have given the government less of my money. But I do remember just going through TurboTax and being like, wow, they really dumbed this down for you. There's pictures and everything.
I do like that. I do like how
me too.
They know that I am.
Yeah, me too.
There's a tradition in this house that when I'm done doing the taxes, I get to drink a beer. And this year, I finished the taxes at like 9:30 in the morning. We're going to let that bad boy wait till lunch.
Marinate. Speaking of...
Take it out of the fridge, obviously. Otherwise, be checked. So it's nice and room temp by the time I
get. I get, well, you know, depending on what beer and what country you're in, that might be a plus. But
those fucking Germans, they should just pop a beer in a sous vide, herberts.
Okay. Do the Germans like warm beer? That was more of a British thing, I thought.
So I remember it being a thing that Rainer would tell us about the German people he met being mad about how cold.
Oh, they definitely don't like how cold we serve our beer. That's true. That is absolutely true. But when I was over there, I mean, it's definitely like not ice cold, like right out of the freezer like here, but I wouldn't describe it as warm necessarily.
But in England, it's warm?
I've never been to England, but that's my understanding.
I've also never been to England.
You've been to the UK?
Yes.
So obviously that's the closest.
Yeah, I don't remember it being warm. I remember it being, like, out of a tap and reasonably cold.
Right, right.
But also, I might have just been drinking whiskey, if I'm being honest.
Comes right out the tap? I gotta move!
Oh, boy. Hey, speaking of dumb things that are going on at your house, why'd you make me listen to that 303 song?
Oh, wow. What a great question.
We were talking about...
Do you mind if I take a step back?
Yeah.
To give a little more context. There's a really common experience in this house where one of us will say to the other, "Do you remember that thing?" And the person will respond, "No." And the first person will say, "Yeah, you do. Let me play you the song. You definitely know it. Or let me show you the YouTube video. You definitely know it." And person B, that's me, definitely has no idea what the fuck they're talking about. So this is a song that Emily was so sure that I would know. And she like said some of the lyrics to me. And she's like, "You know the song with those words?" "No." "Well, we'll listen to some of it. You'll figure it out." And she kept waiting for me to be like, "Oh, right, this song. Never heard this song before in my life."
I am a little surprised.
I don't understand how you escaped the zeitgeist so effectively.
Well, so that's, Tyler, you're kind of making her point. We sort of soft were like, "Well, let's hear what Tyler has to say about this song." Because she was like, "You must have heard it at parties all the time in college." And I was like, "I don't think so, man." Was that on at parties in college?
No.
Like 80% of parties that either of us went to, both of us were at.
Yeah, no, I don't ever remember hearing it in parties at college. I don't know what kind of parties you were going to. There were different parties than the ones we were going to. I do remember hearing it mostly associated with, like, internet videos.
Huh. Like, what can you – sorry, we should – the song is called what again?
Oh, I don't remember. It's something – it's the one with –
I believe it's Don't Trust Me by 303. But I'm just so shocked that you've never in your life been in a room where people were screaming that at the top of their lungs.
No, I have not had that experience. I know it's big with a certain subset of folk.
White nationalists?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. I would say like former like scene or theater or... something in that kind of range type kids.
Scene and theater, I think of as very different communities.
Mm. You didn't talk to the theater kids in your high school, I'm learning.
I would say.
I can think of three scene kids from my high school, and I can think of three theater kids from my high school, and there's no overlap there. But maybe it's just that my sample size is too small. Tyler? Or is he just so bored? I think we lost Tyler. So, who are your three favorite scene kids?
Oh, I went to Catholic school.
Did you guys not have scene kids?
I mean, you couldn't be like, you couldn't have the outward scene trappings, we'll say. There was Michael Emo, who played the drums and had hair that went down to his chin in the front and was very short in the back because your hair couldn't touch your collar if you were a boy.
That's a really interesting way to play that.
I think the thing is that Sam and I were going to, like, parties on, like, either they were, like, super normie and people were just playing, like, whatever rap was in the top 40 or whatever, or they were, like, pretty weird in that they were, like, at the meditation house or whatever, and, like, people were playing Tom Waits. And I don't think there was a whole lot of instances where we're at places where they were playing 303.
I don't really understand this band, having just listened to one half of one of their songs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what subculture would enjoy them. You're telling me theater and scene kids.
Yeah, it was like the kids who thought they were cool and emo and on
Tumblr. Like, yeah, it's like a Cobra Starship. What else? What else we got going on? Fuck.
You think Schmaltzy liked them? He was scene adjacent.
Maybe. He might have.
Too stonery, maybe?
Yeah, I think maybe he was a little too... that's a little too high energy for him, I think. But I don't know. I don't want to be putting words in his mouth.
I think of your pseudo-wife as being scene-ish.
Yes, yes, yes. A lot of the bands that... I wouldn't say she's adjacent. She's adjacent. More like in the... More closer to the emo, I would say. But adjacent. I would say, yeah, bands like, you know, like I said, like Cobra Starship, like fucking Fall Out Boy, like they're all in the same era, you know?
But all the parties she went to, they just played whatever music we wanted them to play because they were our parties. Because she only
that
went
is correct,
to the parties
yes.
that we threw.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
So mostly the it's a piece of cake to bake a pretty cake.
What? Song. Yeah. Uh-huh. The Lazy Town remix featuring Lil Jon.
Good times.
His son died. Do you know that?
Lazy Town son died.
Lil Jon. Lil Jon. Yeah. Yeah. I think he drowned.
Yikes.
I'm going to have to cut some of Emily's uproarious laughter there. I think it was
a little too soon, Emily.
It's like
gosh.
3 or 4 minutes of just full belly laughs. I gotta cut that shit.
I mean, I think Robbie Rotten died.
I don't know who that is.
He was the dude from Lazy Town. He was the bad guy.
That's a good point.
Oh,
was
boy.
He the guy with the crazy chin?
Yeah.
That dude's yeah. chin was crazy.
Yeah. I saw a pretty funny like comparison of like different fictional characters and who would win in a fight. And somebody said that like the guy from Lazy Town would win. Like he does some crazy shit in the show. Like, you know, like he throws a baseball to himself on like the other side of the world and like all sorts of nonsense like that. So, you know, they'd say he would like win against Superman and like fucking Goku and all that stuff.
Well, I'm glad people are still having fun on the internet and not just, organizing killings and whatnot.
The thing is, that dude was legitimately ripped.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, he would do a push-up and, like, you know, the clap push-up. He could do a clap push-up, but he could do a push-up where he would spin around, like, do a 360-degree twist right into another push-up. Crazy shit.
Legitimately huge. Legitimately huge. I don't know why he came from...
I think he might have been an Olympic gymnast at one point. Maybe I'm making that up.
I don't know why they said he resided in Lazy Town.
Because he was trying to fix the children of Lazy Town.
No, I know. I did. No, I know. Oh my goodness. Of course I jerked up. Watched Lazy Town. Of course I watched Lazy Town.
You were just fantasizing about putting your wiener in the in the cleft of that dude's big weird chin.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, the puppets.
Call me Cleft the Boy Chin Wonder. Let's move on, shall we? From Fox News, fair and balanced. With Americans zebra striping instead of quitting drinking, Michelob Ultra Zero is cashing in. This article sucks, you guys. This article fucking sucks.
Sorry, before we get into it, do you say it that way for the memes, or is that just dying?
It's how I say it. I don't know what you want from me.
Feels performative, but let's move on.
Okay.
Is anyone actually calling it zebra striping?
Well, number one, no. And so I thought zebra striping was going to be like drinking an NA beer, but like telling people it's like a real beer. You're like almost camouflaging, right? Pretending to be something else. But it's dumber than that.
It was like AB. So it's like an NA beer than a real beer.
That is what it is, Samuel.
Someone read the article.
It wasn't me.
That is what it is. It's going from an alcoholic to a non-alcoholic drink. Not necessarily an NA beer, just a non-alcoholic drink. And people have been doing this forever. I remember in the 90s seeing things like, make sure you have a water after, you know, every alcoholic beverage or whatever. Nobody's calling it zebra striping. It's been going on forever.
Dip, I don't know if you did this, but before we got to college, there was a thing that was like a required, in quotes, education thing about like drinking responsibly. And at that point I didn't drink, and I was like, I'll probably definitely never drink, and why would I? So I didn't pay that much attention to it. But one of the things was like them being really emphatic about being like, between every drink, have a water. You'll feel better and you won't get drunk. And also you'll pee forever.
Yeah.
Can't be drinking if you're peeing.
Did you do that curriculum?
Yeah, I had something like that. It was like alcohol and drugs. And then I got a free ski pass. And then I went skiing.
We went to the same.
Oh, in college?
It was like before we got there. It was pitched to me as a prereq, so I did it. But probably no one was checking any of that shit.
I don't recall that.
Alright.
I mean, we had to go to like a safety, like, they got a bunch of the theater kids to do like a series of skits about college safety.
I remember we had
like
to go to
mandatory part of orientation, and they handed out condoms at the end, and it was real great watching a bunch of 18-year-old dudes pick up a handful of condoms out of a basket and then just have to like walk back to the dorm with the girl that they were trying to hit on, who was very uncomfortable with the situation all of a sudden.
Did he try juggling them? I feel like that would help.
No, I don't know why he didn't just like put them in his pocket, but I walked behind this dude who like looked so uncomfortable the whole time.
That's like, hilarious.
You've made this choice.
I do remember we had to go to like an assembly thing where they were like, make sure you don't accidentally rape anybody. And I was like, okay, I won't.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
It was called drunk sex or date rape.
And oh, wow. That's very good, Samuel.
I'll just do date sex. Is that cool with everyone if I just do date sex?
Yeah. Wow. Great
Turns
poll.
Out,
very good.
Ladies, that's just fine.
So
we had like a matriculation ceremony where we had to like do a pledge or whatever, like in the orientation week leading up to school, and I definitely slept through it. And I was like, am I going to get in trouble? And the answer obviously is no.
That is correct. But back to this article, they're like, yeah, you know, the NA beers, including Mick Ultra. Is that better for you, Samuel, if I say Mick Ultra? They're really cashing in on people trying to.
In this climate, don't say Mick. I don't want to hear that coming out of you.
Bails up, you Mick. Bails up. What was I saying? I was saying something. Oh, yeah, that Mick Ultra is, you know, really making a lot of money from this behavior. But it just it bugs me that they're trying to make, like, I saw some article, I didn't click on it, so I don't know what the term means, but they were like, monkey branching is the new relationship trend you got to watch out for. It's like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Like, I understand that you've got somebody locked. They've got somebody locked in a dog cage, and unless they give them some sort of, like, weird monkey phrase they can use or animal phrase they can use, they get shocked with a cattle prod.
My guess is it's swinging from relationship to relationship.
Sure, that makes sense.
Hey, speaking of defining terms, would you like me to define?
Okay. I would love if you did that.
I just
gonna open it up. It's gonna say monkey branching.
Backtrack for a second while Sam gets this book out. I really want to understand how Gen Z has gotten this this image of, like, Gen Z's not drinking at all, and also Gen Z was the generation that introduced the Borg.
Now the Borg. I know the Borg as a Star Trek thing, so I don't think they made that.
That was the first version I went to, but it's the Blackout Rage Gallon.
Yeah, yeah. Early post-COVID, when they were just pouring, like, an entire handle of vodka into a gallon and carrying it around like an emotional support thing.
Well, I think they,
because you couldn't, like, share drinks at parties, so you had to bring your own drink, and the best way to do that is to pour a whole bunch of liquor into a gallon jug and then top it off with, like, a little bit of Hawaiian punch.
In my experience, the correct way to do that is to get yourself a fresh bomber of Swag Factory Go Fuck Yourself.
Hell yeah.
Because that's give or take four drinks in one bottle, and it tastes delicious.
Yep, that's the way to do it.
Speaking of things that are or aren't delicious.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I think they drank too much, and now they can't drink anymore is what happened. Like, you only have a finite amount of drinks in your life. They used it all up right at the beginning.
You just put it all into a gallon. I feel like it doesn't factor in that half of Gen Z is not drinking age. It's not half anymore, but...
Yeah, we're not going to really know the facts of any of this until, like, 10 years. By which time it will be completely unhelpful. Anywho, you guys want to guess what lightstruck means in the...
What? What?
Is that just when it gets skunked from being exposed to light?
Now, is that what? Because you looked over my shoulder?
No.
What was it?
Tyler, would you like to guess? Light.
I didn't hear.
Thunderstruck, but it's light instead.
Oh, light struck? And it doesn't mean getting skunked by light? That's insane.
Nah, it sure does.
Oh, okay.
Precisely that.
Okay, all right.
Tuesday podcast. Terms that no one's using.
Yeah. Honestly, that's many of these thus far. Lightstruck is a cool AC/DC-ish way, why you can tell the age of the person with this book, of saying skunked. Both terms mean that evil, evil light has murdered your beer's taste, and now it seems like Pepe Le Pew, wow, another way to tell how old the person was that wrote this, has sprayed something not nice into your beer. Yeah, so it means...
I do love the idea that they were like, okay, there's already a kind of slang term for when your beer goes bad because of light, right? But we got to get another one in there.
Imagine if you didn't know what a skunked beer was and you read that and you were like, it means skunked. Well, shit. Do I have to read further ahead in this book to read the definition of skunked?
Yeah. Clownery. Buffoonery of the highest order, I would say.
I think we only have one more definition. And then the next chapter is a how-to guide. So maybe there's actually something there. Jed spoiled it and said, eventually it gets worthwhile.
No, he didn't say that. He said, eventually it becomes content. I don't know that that's necessarily worthwhile.
Better, I think, is a safe thing to say.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Oh, boy. Okay. You guys didn't get hit by, I mean, you just have a normal amount of snow, right?
We have so little snow for Wisconsin in February.
Oh.
We got a weird, like, 3 or 4 day, 60 degree spike, and it melted most of the snow, and now it's pretty cold, but no precipitation, so an easier February than most.
We got maybe a foot last night. Which is...
And, wait, so Becca got a foot, but how much snow did you get?
Where'd she get that from?
You did it 3 times.
Damn! Yeah, no, so... it's a lot for Delaware. It's a lot for Delaware. I had to do some shoveling today. And Samuel, your body is aging in... How do you do so much shoveling?
Wait, I think you answered your question, but you did it in the wrong answer.
Oh, the shoveling has led to your body being aged and broken?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we talked about this. I forget if it was on the show or not. I, like, for months was, like, on my butt, like, I know you have a weight bench. I know you don't use it. Bring it to my house so I can have your weight bench. And then I was lifting weights for 3 weeks. And then I threw my back out raking. And then a month later, it had recovered. And I threw my back out shoveling. And then a month later, I threw it back out shoveling. And then last time, I threw it out lifting weights. So there's the but I'm back in the Iron Temple as of 2 weeks ago or something like that. But yeah, no, it just it does irreparable damage to me every year.
How much is a snowblower, Samuel? Ever think about getting into one of those?
So we do have a snowblower. I don't think it works. We've never tried. But part of the issue is how steep our driveway is.
Yeah. I'm not talking about
to drive a snowblower on it. I would like pick up enough speed and just like coast off to Minnesota.
What do you mean drive one?
In the same way you drive a lawnmower. I don't know.
You're just pushing. Yeah.
What's the verb, dude? I don't
push.
Know.
It's just push.
Is the one.
Oh, use. Okay. Use is fine.
I've never goad one before.
The other big
I just
problem
feel like,
with
yeah.
The other big problem with snowblowers is really we should get rid of the one that we have that was like a hand-me-down from my parents and get an electric one, because otherwise you just like reek of oil mixed with gasoline when you get back in, and it does not come out of your coat ever, and you have to immediately shower.
I think... So, Samuel, what your wife is saying is she would rather preserve her nose than preserve your spine.
I agree.
Okay.
Have you smelled post-snowblower human?
Post-Malone? I have. Up close and personal.
Really got up in there?
Mm-hmm. It was my make-a-wish.
Okay.
I've never
Say
used
what you will about Jelly Roll, but he makes Post Malone smell great.
Maybe. I don't know.
This is my take on shitty white rappers.
You think Jelly Roll smells better than Post Malone? That's your searing hot take?
No, I think he smells worse than Post Malone.
Okay. All right. That's probably,
I think
they
probably both smell bad, but I think Jelly Roll smells worse.
Okay. All right.
By all accounts, Post Malone is like actually a like nice human being.
I have heard that he's nice, but I also have known stinky people that are nice, so.
yeah.
It's a bell curve of how stinky you're allowed to be versus how rich you are.
You
get rich enough,
your children are really
stinky.
Children are really riding that line, aren't they?
They don't have money. They could eat as they want.
Okay, alright.
That flies in the face of your... Never mind.
I said there's a bell.
Yeah. And, okay.
All right. Great.
Talk about a five skin.
What you been up to, buddy?
I've been shoveling snow. That's so I know.
Oh, that's your content? Jesus
Christ. No, God.
Can I give you a tip?
Sure.
Is it small scoops?
No.
Is it ginger ale?
Ginger ale, kind of. So I have a rule that I can't always implement depending on where we have to go. Of just like, do 100 scoops.
Scoop
100. And then sit inside for 10 minutes and dick around on your phone. And do that as many times as you have to until the job is done. And there was one time where I don't know if I skipped lunch or what the fuck, but I was like, I'm going to die. I don't have enough calories. I'm going to die. And during those 10 minutes, I was just drinking ginger because I was like, this is the most efficient way to get calories into my system. And
yeah.
I need calories in my system. So I drank like maybe half a 2 liter of ginger ale during one shovel sesh. Like a 2 hour shovel sesh. But oh boy, can you listen to some podcast? Tell you what.
I guess
gotta turn the volume up because of the scraping sound, but
I'm not
did
like
did you not grow up in Vermont?
Yeah, I did. I did. We didn't really have to do that much shoveling, to be honest with you. So we had like
did
a
you
real
have chores?
What? No, we had like a real long driveway. That like a bunch of us were on. And so we all paid somebody to like give it an initial plow. And then we all had like four wheel drive and snow tires. So like we never had to get down to, you know, like the actual rock or anything. Just get, you know, a couple inches off of there and then you can go. So like the most I ever had to do was like I shoveled like my deck and stuff, but that never took me 2 hours.
We gotta get some child-sized shovels.
Yeah.
The kids have to work.
One of these years, when the 9-year-olds come saying, "For $20, all shit," I'm gonna be like, "Yeah, dog, do a D-minus job with shoveling my shit. I'll have to go clean it up later, but I won't throw out my back on a cleanup job because you'll do the big hefts."
No, they do it before the plows come through.
Oh, that really fucks us because of the weird little valley that the bottom of the driveway creates. The plow comes through and it's like there's nothing, and then it's 3 feet deep, and then there's nothing.
Yeah, I have a similar thing.
So
I'm
dig the 3 feet out.
I'm obviously not as steep as you, but I've got a similar thing at my apartment now. I don't have like my back is okay. I have a decent form. I look like a fucking idiot. But I use my knees a lot, you know, so I'm not absolutely outrageousing my back. But I'm just like, damn, I'm out here forever. This has taken all of my short life. That's all.
You're shoveling and you're like 80% of the way done and you see the plow coming and you have to get out the way so they don't kill you. And then they drive through and make your life a living hell, and it's like the first instinct is to give the finger, but then you're like, they did exactly what they're supposed to do. What they did was correct. I just hate them for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Just me?
No, I said yes, for sure. Not just you.
It took a while.
Okay, all right. Yeah, no, it sucks. It sucks big times. But I really don't mind the snow. Like, it's been cold as fuck here. So if it's gonna be cold, it may as well snow. Like, I don't know. And that's what you're supposed to have when
we've
it's cold.
Never disagreed on something more.
Yeah.
If it's cold, it might as well not snow. Because I hate the cold and I hate the snow. So it might as well not do both things I hate.
Well, I let
when it gets too cold, it doesn't snow anymore. So really, you should want it to snow because it doesn't snow if it's below like 20.
Yeah.
Did I send you my Kratos pick?
I don't think so.
I'll see if I can dig it up and find it. I don't know if you've played any of the recent God of War games where your old man Kratos and you got a big beard. I was walking the dogs and I just like my whole beard was encrusted with snow and ice. And I was like, yeah, I'm totally the God of War. This feels good. This is a good use of my time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Citrus like, doop a doop a doop, I'm gonna shit. I'm gonna shit everywhere. Fuck you, Bean Dog.
Big time. I don't know. I like snow. I don't really love the cold, but I do kind of like snow. And I don't like when it's just. I think I'm going skiing next weekend, actually. Oh, look at that doggy. But what I don't like is when it's just like bare and gray and like muddy. It makes me depressed.
I ain't gotta shovel it. Shoveling it makes me depressed.
Fair enough. Fair enough. What about you, Stax? You want snow or no snow?
I want it to snow a whole lot, like, once. So there is a solid layer of snow on everything. I hate it when it snows, like, 3 inches every 2.5 days. It's like, yeah, I'll shovel a foot of snow one time. But I don't want to have to shovel 2 inches of snow constantly.
So you wouldn't want what Tyler's got, because he got a foot of snow in February. You want a foot of snow late November.
Yeah, I mean, I would be fine with a foot of snow in February. I don't want a foot of snow in April, which has happened.
Yeah. I hear you, dogs.
But, you know. You got the cloudy winter vibes, and then you just accept that everything is sad and you don't go outside.
I don't want to do that, though. That doesn't sound nice to me.
But you, like, look at the snow from inside, and you're like, this is cozy as heck.
Or you give it the finger, however you want to play it.
That's an option.
Church is an option.
Not for me. I don't want to play lightning.
Okay. Nothing. I was going to say, let's move on to our next article, but we don't have one because I hated all of the articles this week. So I guess it's just time to, yep. I guess it's just time to wrap it all up. Who wants to go first?
I, as everyone on this podcast recalls and definitely knows already, had Untitled Art Dubai Chocolate Bar Stout.
That's what that was?
Yeah. This is so sweet. It's just so sweet. I wanted to like it so bad, but it's just like, what if we made a chocolate stout that had like no balance whatsoever? I'm going to give it a 6.4, and I'm going to recommend it to anyone who really just wants to drink something trendy.
All right.
Before the next rating, Tyler, you recently received a text message, and I just want to ask you if the person in that picture is Daddy.
Oh, I turned my phone on airplane mode to try to preserve some internet, so let me turn it back on. Let me see if that person is not Daddy. That person is Father, maybe.
Damn it.
Too far.
That's funny. Okay. So I had what I have. Liquid Intrusion Brewing Company's The African Queen and Her Seven Seas IPA, 6% ABV. I don't like the name. I think the name is irritating, but I did like this beer. I thought it had some good, hop bitterness. It had some good kind of pineapple-y flavor. It was fairly clean at the end. It wasn't hazy. I'm so sick of the hazies. So it says 7 C's. I'm going to give it 7.2 C's. And I
And how many fines is that? I don't really know.
I'm not sure either. I just use an app for that, you know. I will recommend this to people who, I don't know. I was going to say who support Black-owned businesses, but I don't actually know that this is a Black-owned business. It just has a Black lady featured very prominently on the can. So if you want to look at a picture of a Black lady, you just want to look at a picture of a Black lady, this is the one for you.
Try Google Images, man. Like, it's not... They're not like, rare. They're out
there. But I did like... I did like the beer. Samuel?
Yeah, I had Eagle Park's... I think it's called Bottoms Up, but it's spelled wrong. BTMS Up? Why would you do this thing?
Huh.
And the creamsicle vibe, it's alive and well. I don't know if creamsicle IPA is ever a thing that is what I actually want. But if you're going to make a hazy IPA, do something like this. Because like hazy IPAs always have a sweetness that feels out of place. So make something that makes that like reminds me of ice cream. Because then at least you're playing to your... So... Definitely better than most hazies I've had, but hazy IPAs are also kind of whatever. So I would recommend this to people who like a sweet India Pale Ale, a thing that shouldn't exist. Give it a 6.5.
I would at least try it once. It sounds kind of interesting. I don't think I would love it, but I would try it. Any idea what you're drinking next week? Chai seems to know what.
Idiot.
Chai seems to know what you're having next week. Yeah.
I think that was her way of saying eat shit.
Oh, huh. That's odd.
You know, I'm the one that does your litter box, right, dude? Maybe stop being mean to me all the time.
She's not being mean to you. Showing you her butt is a sign of trust.
She's just so much more affectionate to Emily, and I'm the one who beats her and does her litter box and all that.
Yeah, I mean, she'd crawl right into her laps, but she's giving you the butt, man. That's good. Ladies, you gotta love it when ladies give up the butt.
Anytime you say something like that, I like to look at the camera, or look at the screen to see, are you looking off camera? And that time, yes, you definitely were.
You got me. Okay, well,
Can I hold on? She can hear our end, right? Because you have headphones.
Correct.
Can I get you to say something like, "That's why I'm all about the scrumptious anus" or something like that?
That's why I'm all about that scrumptious anus.
Do you want to do one small? You got one for it?
No, I'm good.
Didn't seem to be bothered. I gotta tell you. Tyler? Silence from like the other two of you.
We used to have people email in with suggestions about stuff. Like, what's something you want to hear Tyler say to his pseudo wife without her knowing that it's a problem for the show?
What are challenges Sam should do?
It's been a while what since Sam had his challenges. That might have only been in the first, 50-ish.
We could bring that back.
What should Tyler's next NaNoWriMo book be about?
Yeah, I haven't even bothered fucking with him about NaNoWriMo the last couple
of years. NaNoWriMo, I think, went under.
Was financed?
I think it dissolved because there were too many predators.
Oh, shit.
I think there are too many predators.
And now, Tyler, can I hear you say there's no such thing as too many sexual predators?
You already have the thing about me saying I want to live on Epstein Island. You don't need anything else. I'm surprised you didn't...
I, Tyler Driblett, would love to go live on Epstein Island.
Yeah. Yeah, surprised you didn't drop that in a little earlier. Listener, if you want to tell us...
You couldn't hear it. That's the whole point.
That's fair. If you want to tell us where you think there are too many predators, you can email us at brewstaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on the links at brewstews.com, or you can blue sky us at brewstaytuesday. Don't let us give it all.
Bye.
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 Here comes a tear. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend. Probably Nashville, am I right?
Because of their team, the Predators? Yeah. Really, yeah.